This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Beach baby. How about that for a lyric line? I still have it. I can still hit the post. A long time since I had to do that, but I remember when Rich McFadden was sitting where James Collins is sitting, and he used to like to tease me about whether I could hit the post or not, playing on my old days as a disc jockey, which are a long, long time ago. Anyway, here we are on the Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, and the Dugger. Digging the Dugger. Here's a story that you can dig. A couple of men needed rescuing from the heat in Death Valley.
No.
Two men were driving
on. You don't
say. Yeah.
It's hot there in Death Valley.
Amazing, isn't it, huh?
Wow.
Reminds me of the scene from that movie that George Clooney was in with Ian, was it Ian McGregor? Yeah, I think it was. One of the English actors. And they're out in the desert someplace, and they're lost, kind of. And these guys, they needed to be rescued, but now the car got stuck in the mud in Death Valley. Who would have thought it was mud?
They took a wrong turn.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. Exactly. Now they're facing charges. They were driving onto a salt flat. The vehicle became stuck about a mile off the road. They took a wrong turn around midnight.
Yeah, they guided them wrong.
Right, exactly, and they ran out of gas. Was this a shortcut? It looked like they were worried about running out of gas, and they wanted to take a shortcut. The lowest temperature that evening was 90 degrees, but in the daytime, the desert temperatures have been, 117, 116, 117, 118. However, they did somehow or other, they managed to get to Pahrumph. You know where Pahrumph is? That's where Art Bell used to do his program from Pahrumph. I think he lived in a trailer, and that's about all you can find. I remember being in Pahrumph once.
Heidi Fleiss lives there, too.
Oh, did she? Do you want to remind Jay, do you know who Heidi Fleiss is? I'm not even going to ask James because I know he won't know.
Wasn't she a pimp?
She was a
madam, yeah.
Yeah.
And
right.
Which is a classy pimp.
Right, yeah. She was very close friends with Charlie Sheen.
Jennifer Love Hewitt play her in a made-for-TV movie,
yeah.
Probably, at some point.
But then she went on, and she had suffered with addiction and went on celebrity rehab with Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
And then it was revealed she's decided to go live out in the desert with all of her birds, and that's where she lives.
Yep. Let's hear it for the birds, right? Speaking of let's hear it for, because Jennifer is here, I don't like to seed the discussions with things that might not have a basis for conversation when you're not here, Jennifer. But as supportive as you are of Donald Trump, and you were supportive of Mike Pence as his vice president, what do you say when Pence disputes Trump's claim about what happened on January 6th?
I think the disputes of a desperate man.
Really? You think he's desperate?
Yeah, because he hasn't qualified for the debate stage yet. The debate's coming up on the 23rd of August. And it's pretty embarrassing that someone who was the former vice president wouldn't qualify for that stage. So I think that he is doing everything he can right now to try to shake it up and to shake out donations. But I think what he's doing is isolating people because the base doesn't agree with what he is saying. And they may be wrong, they may be right, but he's not going to get any money either way if he doesn't tap into what is important to them. Mm. And so I say this to every candidate. You don't have to say nice things about Donald Trump. You don't have to say one nice thing about
Donald
Trump.
Talk about
fact,
how about we don't talk about Donald Trump?
You don't even have to say
Trump.
His name. But what you right. do have to take into account is what conservatives are feeling, which is a weaponized system of justice. And I've said it a million times. It's not just about Donald Trump. It's about the people in the Catholic Church who were targeted by the FBI. It's the parents at the school board meetings who were called terrorists by the Attorney General Merrick Garland. These are people who are not just coming after Donald Trump, they're coming after you if you don't agree with them. Ask Robert Kennedy, ask anybody else, and you'll find that that is where it stands. They were colluding with big tech to try to cut down messages that were in opposition to what they said about COVID. They cut it. They colluded with big tech to take away the Hunter Biden stories to make it seem like that was a fake. Those are turning out to be true. So.
Well,
just get on the right side of the issue, and you don't even have to talk about Donald Trump if you're on the right side of the issue.
Look at COVID, and now what we're finding out, the whole business was a sham. And there are people who will still discount that, and they will take you off of Facebook. Matter of fact, I saw something in Canada. Facebook is not doing any news in Canada at all. They've taken it off. You're not allowed to post anything that has anything to do with the news in Canada on Facebook, which I found pretty interesting. All right. Speaking of interesting, I decided after we had the discussion last week of how to pronounce Ramaswamy's name that I ought to pay some attention
to him. You can just ask me because he's one of my favorites, actually.
I actually saw him being interviewed on some program with a very attractive blonde interviewer. I can't remember what her name was, and it's very sexist for me to say her legs went on forever, but her legs did go on forever. Anyway, she was asking some really good questions of this guy, and he had some really good answers for the really good questions. His name is Vivek Ramaswamy. I'm suggesting...
You want to say it like Vivek, like cake.
Vivek?
Vivek, okay. Like cake, yep.
Yeah. So I'm telling those who would pay attention to me for if you think I have anything going for me in terms of credibility, this guy is somebody to listen to, and whether you like or dislike, you know, he's like Juneteenth. He called it a useless holiday in this interview. And I've said that how many times? Have I been canceled? I'm sure by some people I have been canceled. There's enough of the other things that are happening that can call attention to those sorts of things. But anyway, in general, I think he's got something to say. At least my first blush with him is to pay attention to him the next time I have an opportunity to watch. I have no interest in listening to Mike Pence talk. No interest.
But if you
in listening-
look at, you know what I just said about how these candidates need to figure out how to navigate this with Trump stealing all the oxygen from
yeah,
the room.
Right.
He's done it, and he's gone to places where Trump's been indicted and held his own press conferences. He's got really good campaign advice around him, and he's doing really smart things. No one knew a few months ago who Vivek Ramaswamy was.
No,
and he's
knew.
Really figured out how to catch fire and get his name out there. So
yeah.
I'm a big fan. I think Larry Elder's done it right as well. Unfortunately, Larry hasn't gotten the same momentum as Vivek has so far. So
well, because he's we'll got see. A track record that people follow. I happen to like Larry. Well, we both are friends. I worked with him at KBC for 3 years. And that I have to be careful about how I use that term, work. Because being on the radio, it's a job. Not sure how it qualifies as work. I guess it's work for your brain and work for your thoughts and stuff. Anyway, I wanted to spend a little time. Let's go back to, again, I'm taking advantage of Jennifer while she's here, and what's going on at the Department of Justice. I'm lukewarm about all the Department of Justice stuff with Trump. But I am interested in some of the big city police departments that are under investigation by the Department of Justice. Chicago, Minneapolis, Louisville, Seattle, Phoenix, and Memphis, too, has been added. They are looking into civil rights violations by the police, using force, systemic use of excessive force, discrimination. So is this goes back to, the George Floyd stuff and what's been going on before. The police are having a hard time, said one person from one of the law schools looking into this. The police can't seem to police themselves. I thought that was an interesting phrase.
Or that's the allegation.
Yeah, well, in some circumstances, it's true. But is it the majority?
Sometimes what happens is you have an accusation about something, especially when it involves race. And I'll just give you, because I'm sure each individual department has their own stuff to answer for, but the L.A. Sheriff's Department had the Department of Justice come in, and it was over a story that had already, it had racial, you know, it was it obviously involved people, different people of color, different races, okay?
Yep.
But according to the LA Sheriff's Department, and I talked to the sheriff myself, he said that they did a thorough investigation. They realized that there was testimony on the scene that one of the people who was injured in the altercation with police was actually acting inappropriately. They had all of this documented. They had closed the case. And then the Department of Justice came in and said, oh, no, we need to come in and check it out. And a lot of it is the race stuff. Now, I'm not saying it's not appropriate in some cases. I'm sure there are some police departments that are not good at policing themselves.
Yep.
But I also think it's a popular narrative to try to.
So how do we separate the wheat from the chaff then here?
The division.
How do we then find, is Memphis really in need
of investigation?
This is
always the question, right? Are people really racist? Are we really sexist? Are there
Chicago is. I don't know that much about Minneapolis. I'd be surprised there. Louisville, Seattle, that would be surprising. But Chicago, absolutely. To the bottom line with Chicago. And there are other...
But you also have to know, and I don't know what their exact issue is, but if they are making a disproportionate amount of arrests with black people in Chicago, you have to think that the black-on-black crime there is intense right now. So
96% of all crime committed against blacks is by other blacks. That's a proven statistic that has been around. I'll never forget interviewing the chief of police in Cleveland, when I was doing that TV show on CNBC. Remember, I told that story, Jennifer. Do you remember me telling the guy who was, no, he was from Los Angeles, as a matter of fact, not Cleveland. Mm-hmm. He was a policeman in Los Angeles whose daughter was killed by a gang because in order to advance in the gang, you had to kill a child of a police officer.
Wow.
Yeah. A lot of food for thought in that one. 18 after on Good Day.
To your left, our new exhibit, Monarchs of Springfield. And right here, we have our empty tour guide stand.
The last time Bryn hired someone is ancient history.
Sir, excuse me, that's not part of the exhibit.
They need tour guides who know the museum ropes.
Hey, kid, you like wearing khakis? I got a job for you.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, you.
Yeah, you. This is your dentist.
Do me a favor and feel the front of your teeth. How grimy are they?
Ugh.
It's time for a Crest Pro Health reality checkup. That grime is the buildup of plaque bacteria that can cause cavities in just months. You need to switch to Crest Pro Health. While most toothpaste stop working in minutes, Crest Pro Health's antibacterial fluoride protects for up to 12 hours to stop cavities before they start. So fix them up on the way home. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. You know, one of the things I'm proudest of is that we have been doing this for many years. You and I talking and us talking on the air about Calitrin and the website toploss.com.
It's one of the reasons I love my job so much is, you know, seeing people really making progress with their health and their well-being and even mental health. You know, when you've carried around a lot of weight for a long time and you start to lose the weight after you had given up, really, you know, a lot of people, you give up.
How do you, when people call, you tell them, buy a month's supply, this is what will happen. Buy a 2 month supply, this is what will happen.
We've got discounts on every bottle right now, but it really just depends on how much weight you're wanting to lose or maybe what your motivation is for buying it, if it is for the side benefits and more. 1 month, you're probably not going to see just a whole lot with weight loss, maybe some inch loss, less bloating. Really around the 1 month mark is when you start seeing that healthy weight loss. And healthy weight loss is 1 to 2 pounds a week.
Use the discount code Doug. You get free shipping, but there's so many different possibilities because they've been around for so long. There are a lot of different things they've done to help folks out buy the product. That's it. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
After the hour on the ever-loving Doug Steffen Good Day program, social media time now, where we scrutinize some of the things from celebrity gossip forces, maybe, the focus on celebrities, and that's trending. Jamie Foxx is trending. Somehow or other, somebody has gotten him, the focus is away from his health and now onto something that he posted that was supposedly anti-Semitic.
Mm-hmm.
And he says he wants to apologize to the Jewish community. Well, let's find out what he said and whether he ought to apologize after this.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
All right, so what I don't get out of Jamie Foxx is that he's a bad guy, that he's a troublemaker, that he is disingenuous. I don't get that from him. His vibe is that he is who he seems to be.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's got this Instagram. Well, it's been deleted. The post, they killed this dude named Jesus. What do you think they do to you? I don't know what brought that up even.
Went on to explain. So that's what he said, and a lot of people are saying he's anti-Semitic because that phrase has a history of being an anti-Semitic trope and everything. He was referring to fake friends. And that's the thing. Pontius Pilate was Roman. And like you were saying off air,
right.
Doug, it's Romans killed Jesus. And
what Jamie Foxx was referring to was fake friends. Not talking about Jewish people or Romans or any specific people. He was just talking about fake friends. And he had
used that as an example of a fake friend.
He had just been burned by a fake friend. And that's what he was referring to. And a lot of people had heard this phrase in the terms of fake friends and knew exactly immediately what he was speaking on. And other people just started writing down the cancel Jamie Foxx kind of situation.
I'm so sick of this. Mind your own GD business. What difference does it make to you in your life? You have nothing more important to do than to take a Jamie Foxx statement out of context and try to cancel him. I guess we've all been there. Anybody that's in the public light, I've had people try to cancel me. I ignore them.
Well, but sometimes people get canceled or potentially canceled for something they said and what they actually meant. They meant what the words were. And then other times people just take a completely different connotation to it. And it's the whole perception where we don't see things as they are. We see things as we are. And sometimes we are in a certain headspace where we can look at something and take something entirely negative out of it. Where if we're in a different headspace, we might see it in a positive light.
Yep. It's just this one. The American Jewish Committee says this. It just, everybody's too damn sensitive. Give it a rest.
Well, and then people are coming for Jennifer Aniston because there was a screenshot that she liked the comment. And she came out and said, she's like, I don't know if I liked the comment. I don't even remember seeing this comment. And, you know, she probably has a team of social media people. Somebody saw it, knew exactly what Jamie Foxx was referring to in the terms of fake friends and liked it. And now Jennifer Aniston is like,
come on,
too.
Get a life. All right, and let's do it in 10 seconds. It's 28 past the hour here on Good Day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and SkyRizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. A congressman is threatening to defund the Department of Justice and Department of Homeland Security. Republican Chip Roy of Texas, speaking with the media on Sunday, says he doesn't intend to take money away from the agencies, but he also says he does not want to give them a blank check until President Biden tells Congress how he plans to restore the DOJ and secure the border. The reigning 2-time defending champions have been eliminated from the Women's World Cup. The United States was sent home following a penalty shootout loss to Sweden in Melbourne, Australia yesterday. Following a scoreless regulation, the U.S. was outscored 5-4 on penalty kicks. After 3 straight makes to begin the shootout, the United States missed 3 of its next 4. The loss marks the worst finish for the Americans at the World Cup. The previous worst finish was third place. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day,
Karen.
It's going to
be a good day.
It has been a good day.
Today and today only. Well, not really. You can call the Doug Line any day at any time. Take us with you. Call 855-999-DOUG and join the conversation. 855-999-DOUG.
Welcome to another half hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Monday, August the 7th. Jay Kirshner is here. We are brought to you by the folks in Las Vegas. So actually, they're not in Las Vegas, but they are promoting Las Vegas and in terms of who goes and what you do, how you get there. So 541 Travel has made it possible, connecting with us here on Good Day, for you to get a couple of free nights in Las Vegas. by just dialing 800-419-DUG. Translates to 3684. So it's 800. Shall I go slower, Jay, because people can't write the number down? You know, pick up the phone right now while I'm giving him. Just call him now. 800-419-3684. 800. Where's the phone? Let me practice. 800. How quickly can you put the digits in? Right? Put the digits in as we're talking. You can do it, right? 800-419. Got it? 3684. You got it? Yeah.
And if you can only remember the 419 part, the rest is Doug.
Right. 800-419-DUG. Got it. You don't have to be the right caller. It's not a contest. It's just get in fast because there's 10 operators, and so the first 10 callers, they want to talk to people individually. They don't want to have you wait or call back or any of that stuff because you want to do it now, and they'll take care of you now. But the first 10 callers, the one to get to the 10 operators. 800-419, as Jay said, just remember Doug. And remember two free nights. And remember Las Vegas. And remember winning. I bought tickets to the lottery. The drawing, isn't it, tonight for more money than you could ever count? Is that tonight or tomorrow night? Maybe it's tomorrow night.
Yeah, Tuesday. Friday is Mega Millions, right. And Monday, Wednesday, Saturday, Powerball, which is still, what? It's still like 26 million or something for Powerball.
I thought it was 100 and something million.
At Powerball now?
I think
so. Well, it got up there. Yeah. But then the Mega Millions, that's the billion.
That's the one. Dream all day about what you're going to do with the money. You can't win if you don't play, as someone near and dear to me said. So play if you want to. A couple of bucks, what the heck. The Do You Know and Did You Care fact file today has some information about the seatbelt that we have in our cars. This current incarnation was actually adopted back in the 1970s, the strap over. First patent for a seatbelt was from inventor Edward Claghorn in 1885, before there were more than five cars around. Gotta have a seatbelt for that. First child seatbelt was 1962, the car seat, right? So think about the safety. I think about this all the time because there's so many nuts on the road. People that just don't have a clue. Or they're so selfish. They have these fast cars and they zoom in and out. I was on the Mass Turnpike the other day and I was doing 74, maybe 75. This guy in a souped-up Honda passed me. I was in the right-hand lane. And I was in my truck, and this guy passes me, and he swerves in and out and in and out and in and out. You know what kind of people those are. And you just want to slow down and let them go as fast as they can to kill themselves as fast as they can. The problem with that is that oftentimes these people take others, innocent people, with them. So, at any rate, 92% of Americans say they use seatbelts. Why not? Right? Seems to be.
I would
smart
think it would
idea.
Be more.
Yeah,
it's
well.
It's a shame it's not more. And a lot of times, when you are in, I saw, when I went to a driving course situation when I got a ticket after first moving to Tennessee because I had a pretty okay record. And the officer was like, go to court.
Pretty okay.
Yeah, like, go to court. Your record's great. The judge will just say, go to a driving course, and they won't, you don't have to pay the ticket. You won't have to get points on your license or anything like that. So I took this course, and there's a video you watch, and it's four people in a vehicle. Three are wearing seatbelts, one is not. They get into an accident. Mm-hmm. And the people wearing seatbelts you would think would be okay, but the person that was not wearing the seatbelt flies forward, and their skull crushes another person's skull and kills them, the person wearing the seatbelt. So even if you think, well, I should be okay or I'm not harming anybody, if you're in the car with anybody else, you could be harming them if you are not wearing a seatbelt, if your body goes flying into theirs.
Yeah, certainly food for thought. Now, while we're talking about cars, I have a list of vanity license plates that have been rejected. Do you have a vanity plate in your car to your folks, or you just have a regular number?
Just regular.
Regular. All right. So here we have various plates that are, I don't know, what is AYFKM? That's probably something bad, right?
Sounds it out.
Yes. Okay, so that's why the R&B rejected that plate. Let's see, what other ones have... Glock 7 has been rejected by the Special Plates Division here. There are rules for vanity plates. They have to have, I don't know how many, it depends on what state you're in as much as anything else, but usually these are pretty universal. Right? People, if you want to put your name on them, that's right, exactly. There was a plate rejected, RFR, and the guy who was interested in having it said it was running from his roots. So what's wrong with that?
What?
Running from roots.
Huh. That's,
why would that be a...
I don't know what would be the issue with that one.
I mean, it would be just like somebody's initials are Robert Fred... Randolph, right?
Yeah. We have a neighbor who their license plates are all vanity plates of their last name. And then the last, it's then it's one and two or three, which whatever car it is has a number to it.
Yeah. So are there the vulgarisms, the things in poor taste like the one that I just mentioned. Let's see here. D-I-L-F. That's vulgar, I guess, right? Doobies, because the drug reference. The hitman, there was a somebody applied for a license plate. Hitman, and that got doused. Here's one, Narcan. It was in bad taste. Huh. I guess there are a lot of these. I don't even recognize some of these. Probably I shouldn't give people ideas, though, right?
I mean, DMV will just turn them down anyway.
Anyway, Mary O'Malley, our psychic scout, is here in a moment to give us some guidance, and certainly we could all use some. So stand by for that next year on Good Day.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
44 at the hour now. Doug Stevens' Good Day program. Well, once a month or so, we get visited by Mary O'Malley, our psychic scout. And we were just talking off the air about Raven Simone talking about the ways that she experiences psychic visions. And I just use that as a launch pad because a lot of people, more and more, I think, Mary, are having the connection with things that they can't see, that so-called sixth sense. And so when people come to you asking you for help and guidance, pretty easy to do that, pretty easy to get a hold of you, it's very interesting to kind of put the pieces together as to when you talk to someone, can you tell right away whether they have the ability, A, to understand what you're saying, B, perhaps develop their own psychic sense, C, they're there because they have something going on with them that they don't understand, and maybe all of those things. What do you think?
Yeah. So I believe everybody has psychic ability. I mean, it's there. However, like Spirit told me, it's like having legs. If you have legs, you can run. Some people naturally run faster than others. But quite often I'll get to, Spirit will tell me or show me how psychic a person is when I'm working with them, and I can stop and say, but you know all this, right? So a lot of times they're just maybe not confident with their own abilities. Or need
when did
insurance.
You become, when did you become confident with your abilities?
I was, gosh, probably already 40 or almost 40. And I had been taking some hypnotherapy classes and was around a bunch of people who, you know, believed in it, talked about it, worked with it. And, they all kept pointing out how psychic I was.
Really?
Yeah. So one day I just started working with it and started helping people with it. And the more I did it, the better I got at it, the stronger I got. And,
it's like exercising a muscle.
Like any muscle. Yeah. Like
right?
a muscle.
Yeah.
The more you use it, the stronger
thing.
It gets.
Right, exactly. So, one of the things that we were just talking about, National Sea Serpent Day, because there are a lot of people who have beliefs or fears, maybe that's the best way of putting it. People are afraid. I think more and more people are afraid today, and I think those kind of folks come to you as well to try to, if you will, what is it, getting rid of the fears. Some people live their whole lives based on things they're afraid of. Right? And so it could be some people are afraid of. You go to that movie, The Meg, that was around this weekend. Hell, nobody would go in the water again if they watched that. The fear, right? I mean, think about all the things around us that could be problematic. It could, you know, I guess you could get killed by most anything or hurt by most anything. So how do you live your life and not be afraid?
Well, you become educated. You talk to somebody, you get to know what's truth from fiction. Usually we're afraid when we feel like we're not empowered, when we're not in control, when something mm-hmm. can control us. And so it's not really like that with the sixth sense. It's available for us to use, just like if we open our eyes, then our eyes are available for us to see. So the more you understand and the more you understand what you're in control of and how much you're in control of it, the better you feel. And that's what I teach people.
All right. You teach people, you help people. You're a psychic, a medium, coaching people, helping them create things. How do people make an appointment? How do people connect to you?
www.thesoulscout.net. And click around there. You'll see an appointment tab. And just click on that, and it's pretty easy.
TheSoulScout.net.
TheSoulScout.net.
Right. Yeah. Mary O'Malley. Don't put two L's in. It's only one. Hi, Mary. Good to hear your voice. Thank you. It's 10 before the hour here on Good Day.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Recognize the theme from the X-Files. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man with movie moments. Jay and I are afraid. Can you help us, Chuck? We're so afraid.
Oh, nothing I can do. Give me a hug, Doug.
Okay. That's good, Chuck. I'll send you a virtual hug. Yes.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Hi. So, what are we cooking on here? What are we?
Well, David Duchovny's birthday is today.
Oh, happy birthday.
3 years old. Yes. August 7, 1960. He's one of those actors who I think he's a good actor. He's an appealing guy. He's a good conversation on a talk show. But his career didn't overly transition to feature films. He was much better on television. It's hard to explain. You could argue Don Johnson was the same, although he's had a long running career, Don Johnson. But yeah. Bruce Willis's transition, let's say from TV to movies, was explosive. He had a great movie career.
Yeah.
But David Duchovny, not as much. Don Johnson, somewhere in between that, I would say.
Yeah.
A little bit better luck than Duchovny, but not a movie star, a TV star. I always find that interesting stuff.
His wife was Tea Leoni.
Tea Leoni.
Started as a helicopter traffic reporter in Boston when she was a kid.
I didn't know that.
She was from New Bedford, Massachusetts.
I'm a big fan.
I remember going to a restaurant in New Bedford with somebody, and I was running, there was a big kind of open bar, big bar, and she had a bunch of kids there in a birthday party. When they left, the waitress screamed because she gave her $100 tip. Isn't that funny how you remember stuff like that? It really is. I thought she was great in Madam Secretary. I thought that was the best work that she did. That was a great
I like that movie, Deep Impact.
That was good. Who was her father?
She was miscast. When they cast her in Jurassic Park 3, they miscast her. That was not a role.
Yeah.
She's playing like a weak female. I hated that they did that.
Yeah, not good.
But I am a fan, no doubt. And I love her in the Nicolas Cage Family Man. I think that's some of the best work she's ever done.
And then interesting how our conversation started about David Duchovny and
that's the fun of it.
Tia Leone.
You have an interesting mind, and I have more of an interesting mind than you. So that usually is a good comedy.
Good to know. Yes, thank you. All right, what's the box office look like this weekend?
I don't know if you heard of this movie called Barbie, Doug.
Yes, I've heard of this movie. Doing fairly well.
Another $53 million. In weekend number three, 43% drop week to week. Good, very good hold. $459 million domestically. A little over $1 billion worldwide. Yeah, you know, I watched some of it yet because we booked it at the theater I'm involved in. So I'm watching like another half hour yesterday.
Yeah.
It feels a lot like, I'm trying to like say, figure out like what other movie does this feel like? And a little bit for me, it feels a little, it's different, but like a little bit like Beetlejuice in that the production design is very unique and creative, say in Barbie world. It has that feel to it, and it has a surreal feel. I understand why it's a hit. It's very female empowering. There's no doubt about it. And that's the nerve it hit, and that's why it's doing so well. So, and Meg 2, it got out of the gate. $30 million opening here, $142 million worldwide. That means very respectable.
Who wants to go see some big monster eat everybody? I don't get it.
It's called Mindless Fun. Oppenheimer, stop complaining. Oppenheimer, number three, $28 million. $552 million worldwide, Oppenheimer.
Wow.
A 3-hour adult drama. Somebody told me that before, I never would have believed it.
It's a good movie. Well worth seeing.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, animated, place four, $28 million. $45 million in 5 days, that's solid. And Haunted Mansion ran out the top five. But it's all about Barbie still.
Yep, and it seems to be.
Yep.
Will Smith is recalling when Steven Spielberg sent a helicopter to pitch him. He wanted to bring him into a meeting so that he'd sign on to Men in Black.
You must be popular when they do that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, here's the thing. Here's what's interesting. When you said Will Smith, what do you think's the first thing I thought of?
The same thing everybody else thinks of.
Yeah, see, that's the problem.
And, yeah, it is the problem.
That's the problem. I don't know if he's ever going to outlive that.
Be tough.
He has filmed Bad Boys 4, so that's going to be the first major barometer for his career. Will that movie do business?
I'll go see that movie.
And then if they do, I'm assuming they'll start filming on I Am Legend 2, which is in the pipeline. But I got a feeling Warner Brothers is going to be a little skittish until they see the results of Bad Boys 4. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. All right. I was about to talk about John Chu, but we don't have time because you occupy all of our time. Okay, good. Chucker's back tomorrow, as is Jay, as is Doug, as are all of us to congregate together here.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.